Good morning. This is Josh Clark with your quick daily devotion coming from 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verses 33 and 35 through 37. Now, before we read, let me set the context a little bit here. At the beginning of this chapter, it was told King Jehoshaphat, hey, there's a great army, a great multitude, several nations coming against you for battle. And so immediately King Jehoshaphat seeks the Lord, gathers all the people together, they pray, they fast, and God comes through for them and says, hey, do not be fearful. Do not be, don't worry, be courageous, for this is not your battle, but mine. Rise up early in the morning, and they went forth with singing and praising the Lord. And as soon as they lifted their voices and singing, God had the armies of fight against one another to the point that they were utterly and completely destroyed before them. In fact, there was so much spoil afterwards that the people spent several days just gathering up the spoil. And then, of course, they're singing and praising the Lord. And, they're enthusiastic about the incredible deliverance that God had brought. And then we come to verse 33. And this verse just puts a fear of God in me. And, before I read it, I'll say this. It just shows that just because God answers our prayers, just because God, brings us through, a terrible time, a challenging time, and gives us a deliverance, it doesn't necessarily mean that we're going to seek him. And so in verse 33, it says, nevertheless, the high places were not taken away. For as yet, the people had not directed their hearts to the God of their fathers. Now I'm thinking, what do you mean they hadn't directed their hearts to God? What? God just did this for them. And then I'm reminded, look what God has done for me over and over again. And it made me think about how easy it is for me to want to be like the other people, for me to want to just fit in, to just blend in, and yet instead of seeking God and being willing to be different, to set my heart after seeking after and following, God. And so then we pick up in verse 35, it says, after this, Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, allied himself with Hazaziah, king of Israel, who acted very wickedly. So now here we go. We got King Jehoshaphat. Now he's forming an alliance again. He did this in chapter 18 and 19. We saw it didn't go well. And then verse 36 now, it says, and he allied himself with him to make ships to go to Tarshish. And they made the ships in Ezion-Geber, but Eleazar, the son of Dodava of Merhasha, prophesied against Jehoshaphat, saying, because you have allied yourself with Hazaziah, the Lord has destroyed your works. Then the ships were wrecked, so they were not able to go to Tarshish. So again, several warnings for me here. Not only are the children of Judah, are they not aligning their hearts with God and seeking him after this great deliverance that he brought them, not only that, but also King Jehoshaphat, has, and the verses right before this talks about how there's this great peace and they're prospering and God is taking care of them on every side and protecting them. And then all of a sudden, King Jehoshaphat, who is a great king, and in fact, a godly king, he does something that God does not like. He aligns himself with others. Instead of, again, aligning himself with God, he goes to form alliances with the son of Ahab, who he had made the mistake, again, in previous chapters, doing just that with this guy's father, and now he does it with the son. And God says, again, he sends a prophet to say, because you have allied yourself with Hazaziah, the Lord has destroyed your works. And the ships were destroyed. And so let's just pray. Let's just ask God to protect us. Father, I just ask that you'd help me to not forget the great deliverances that you've brought. Father, I pray that you would just search me, oh God, and know my heart and know if there be any wicked way within me. And I just pray, Father, that you would help me to purify me, Father. Help me get in your word. Put people around me who will help me stay on the straight and narrow path, Father. And I pray you to help protect me from wanting to seek after the ways of ungodly people and not wanting to be just like them. Help me be different, Father. Help me to be willing to align myself with you, Father, that I would seek to honor you, to glorify you, to please you. And Father, I pray that you would help me not to act in my own strength. I could see this being so easy after being blessed by you to go and try to form alliances. And I'm sure there was good motives were a part of this. You know, he probably had a strategy to where he thought he was going to, you know, it's going to provide resources for the people through these ships and all. But Father, I pray that you would help me above all to seek after you and realize that my hope and my victory and my future is found in you. And we pray this in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And now, if you'd like to view other episodes, you can go to download my podcast on iTunes. It's Quick Daily Devotion with Josh Clark. You can also go to my blog, which is beacatalyst.com, for this and other resources there as well. And now let's go out and make it a super, ultra, awesome, fantastic day. God bless.